Thank you for calling customer support. This is Lykan. How may I help you today?
I am calling to get a refund, please.
All right, let me see if I can get it pulled up for you. What's your zip code?
49456.
All right, and what's your first and last name?
Marla Paver.
All right, and then verify your address for security purposes.
16915 Landing Lane, Spring Lake, Michigan, 49456.
Thank you. All right, so I do have an account pulled up here. I do see here where you tried to win a mixer through a sweepstakes entry by taking a survey. Is that correct?
I honestly couldn't tell you.
Oh, so what happened? I do see you tried to cancel it online. Is that correct?
Well, what happened was I found the charge on my credit card, and
okay.
I did not recognize Bytes Hub. I have no idea what it is or anything like that. So I called, and I said, I don't know this charge. You know, what are you charging me for? And they said it's for some kind of a cooking something or other, and
okay.
I did not sign up for anything like that.
Oh, okay. Hold on. I see the notes. Hold on.
I've already called once before, about a week and a half ago, but I've been on vacation. So I wasn't able to call back, and I got a letter when I wrote to the company and said I was very dissatisfied with the care I got because they said that whoever could issue the refund wasn't there, and I would have to call back again. So I got a email from Justine Laughlin saying for me to call back again about a refund.
Okay. Oh, so basically you're saying that you did not receive information that you to try to win a mixer, take a survey to try to win a mixer through a sweepstakes entry.
I honestly do not recognize that.
So I'm saying you never did that is what I'm asking.
I can't say yes or no because I don't recognize it at all.
Okay. Well, either it's going to have to be you did or didn't so that way we can know how to handle the account.
Well, then I would say I didn't because I honestly do not know.
Okay.
Do you have any idea when it was?
It was showing this was done on April the 5th.
April the 5th. Oh, gosh, that was so long ago.
Yes. And what
there
happens
is possibility that I entered a contest, you know, but it's exactly that one I can't say. But
yeah,
I do enter some contests.
Uh-huh. Yes, whenever you enter this contest, it tells you under the terms and conditions that we do enroll you into our Bytes Hub meal planning app subscription, and it's $59.89, so that's why you have that charge on your account.
Well, I honestly have no idea if I did or did not, you know, sign up for that or do the survey thing that you're saying.
Okay. But I will.
There's no way I would agree to pay $60 for cooking stuff. I create my own recipes. I'm so good at cooking.
No, it's not for anything you cook. This is an app. This is
okay.
Not for food or anything.
Whatever it is, I don't even understand what it is. But there's no way I would sign up for anything like that, and knowingly agree to pay $60.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, this is basically an app to track to track like to cut back on sugars, carb cravings, help boost your energy, things like that. So basically, are you saying that, because you keep saying like you don't really know, so that's why I'm asking. I mean, if you're saying that.
I would never sign up for anything like that, no.
Okay, so basically you're saying that this is a fraud. You're saying that someone has compromised your information and signed you up for this?
That's very possible, yes. I've had three frauds in the last month and a half and a canceled credit card.
Oh, okay, well, if you're saying that, what I'll do is I'll get this information notated and then I'll transfer you to fraud and they'll have to take it over for you, okay?
The credit card that this went through on is the credit card that the bank canceled because of fraud.
That's fine.
I have three fraud charges on it, and they said, you know, we're canceling it.
Mm-hmm.
So if they try to issue a refund, it's going to have to be sent to my home.
No, we don't need it. It's fine. We don't need your new card.
I wouldn't give you my new card.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. We don't need your card. It doesn't matter. It'll still go into your account.
Okay. So now what do I do?
I'm just going to cancel this out, get the information notated that we spoke about, and send you to fraud. You're saying that you didn't do it.
I did not do it.
give me one
Excuse
second.
Me. A frog in my throat. Excuse me.
One second, let's get the information ready for you.
Okay. I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name.
It's Laken, L-A-K-E-N.
That's a very pretty name.
Thank you. One second, see what we have available here.
Okay.